Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity basketball game. We are at Fishers High School. Fishers High School tonight. Tonight's game features the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and the Fishers Lady Tigers. Thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention the officials having a coaches meeting right now in front of the scores bench. 12:02 on the pregame clock. We mentioned the JV contest was decided by Fishers. Fishers got the win. Varsity contest is going to start here probably about 7:25, maybe 7:27, somewhere in that vicinity. We mentioned a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Back home, they have a school enrollment of 739. They're class 3A, sectional 24. There are six in their sectional. We'll mention four of the six teams in Class 3A, Sectional 24. Those teams are idle tonight. Two teams are in action. We'll mention the first one is Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights here at Fishers tonight. The Huskies are 4-2. Jay County, they're in the sectional, Sectional 24. They're 4-2. Muncie Burris, also in Sectional 24. They're 1-2. The Delta Eagles, the Lady Eagles, they are at Winchester tonight. They are 1-6 on the season. The Yorktown Lady Tigers are 1-1, and the Newcastle Lady Trojans are 3-5. We'll mention the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Algin. The athletic secretary is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19. That's Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can find them post office box is 379. If you want to call them by telephone, their number is 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhsc.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They participate in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They go with an East and a West Division. In the East, it's Northwestern, Tipton, Hamilton Heights, Western, and Lewis Cass. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Twin Lakes, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, and West Lafayette. We'll mention the Lady Huskies are currently 4 wins, 2 losses. They've yet to play a game in the Hoosier Conference. That's coming right up. We'll talk about that in a moment. We'll remind you that Hamilton Heights Huskies girls basketball team, they average 50.3 points offensively per ball game. They give up an average of 39.3. The head coach is Keegan Terry. Keegan Terry working in year number 6 for Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. He's got 85 wins, 44 losses. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies will be Saturday, December 4th. That'll be a 12 o'clock JV, 1:30 varsity. The Twin Lakes Lady Indians will be at Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Again, that's this Saturday, December 4th. We'll let you know about the Hoosier Conference. This Wednesday night, we'll talk about game night in the Hoosier Conference, December 1st, 2021. There are 5 Hoosier Conference teams in action. There are 4 from the East and 1 from the West. First on the agenda right here, Hamilton Heights at Fishers, Central Catholic. 6 o'clock start. They're at Harrison. That's in West Lafayette. That's a tournament. We'll mention also at 6 o'clock, McConaughey is at Northwestern. At 7 o'clock start, that's 7 o'clock. Tipton is at Taylor. And another 6 o'clock start time, that's Lewis Cass at Caston. That's in the Caston tourney. Let's learn a little bit about the Fishers Lady Tigers. Right here, the school enrollment is 3,509. The school was founded in 2006. They're Class 4A, sectional number 8. There are 6 teams in that sectional. Half of those teams in sectional number 8 are in action tonight. The first one, the Fisher's Lady Tigers. They're home with Hamilton Heights. The Lady Tigers are currently 6-1. Zionsville, they're 6-2. The Nobleville Lady Millers, they're at Hamilton Southeastern tonight, just a hop, skip, and a jump from here. Hamilton County TV, they're broadcasting, I should say, they're putting it on film right there on the internet. You can watch the game. They cover the JV and the varsity. They're at Southeastern tonight, covering Nobleville Lady Millers. The Lady Millers are currently 7-0. And again, Hamilton Southeastern, they're 5-3. They're home with Nobleville, Hamilton County TV, covering that game. Westfield, they're 5-2, followed up by Carmel at 2-3. The principal at Fishers High School is Jason Urban. Jason Urban, the principal. The athletic director is James Brown. The athletic secretary is Jenny Brooks. Wilmington Fishers High School is located at 13000 Promise Road. Fishers, Indiana, 46038. You can dial them by phone at 317-915-4290. On the web, it's FishersTigersAthletics.com. All those words are plural. The weather colors, red, white, and silver. They participate in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. There are 8 teams in the Crossroads Conference, and they are Fishers, Nobleville, Zionsville, Hamilton Southeastern, Westfield, Brownsburg, Avon, and Franklin Central. We'll let you know the Hoosier Crossroads Conference in action tonight on a Wednesday, game night, December 1st, 2021. 7:30 start time right here at Fishers, Hamilton Heights, are the visitors. Another 7:30 start, we'll mention that it's Nobleville at Hamilton Southeastern. And we'll just mention 3 of the Hoosier Crossroads Conference teams are in action tonight. Of those 4 I just mentioned, the 1 team, Hamilton Heights, they're in the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention a little bit about Hamilton Heights. And Fishers, head coach for Hamilton Heights, is Keegan Sharon. They're 4-2 on the season. At home, they're 3-0. On the away schedule, they've won 1. They have not won the other 2. We'll mention their season started on November 6th. They were home with Danville. They got the win 58-41. Then they traveled to Nobleville. Nobleville got the win 67-41. Then the Lady Huskies back at home played Madison Grant. They got the win 57-27. They were on the road on November 16th. They were at Garin Catholic. Garin Catholic got the win 34-30. Then the home game at Lebanon, the Huskies got the win 53-38. They recently traveled to Greenfield Central. The Huskies got the win 63-29 tonight. They're here at Fishers to do battle with the Lady Tigers. The Fishers Lady Tigers, their head coach is Coach Lauren Botaw. Coach Botaw has coached them to a 6-1 record thus far this season. At home, they've won 4. They've lost 0. On the road, they've won 2. They lost 1. That was the most recent ball game. We'll talk about that in a moment. They started their season also on November 6th. They were home with Center Grove. Fishers got the win 47-46. They were home with Ben Davis. Fishers Tigers got the win 58-52. They were home with Anderson. Fishers Tigers got the win decisively. They were on the road at Columbus East High School. If you didn't know, J.R. Moffitt attended Columbus East High School. He was and still is a standout athlete. Well, they went to Columbus East. Pacers Tigers got the win, 52-43. Then they traveled to Westfield. Pacers Tigers got the win, 46-43. They were home with Zionsville, got the win, 61-50. Their most previous ball game was at Fort Wayne Snyder. Fort Wayne Snyder got the win, 62-57. I spoke with a few members of the Fishers Varsity Tigers basketball team. They said they just weren't quite up to snuff that game. So, Will Minton, that's the way the schedule has started out. We'll let you know, PutneySports.com. You can capture the Fort Wayne Swinger game at the 10 a.m. start on December 21st. That'll be at Fort Wayne Swinger. You can capture that game online if you choose to. Later that afternoon, a 4 p.m. game, you can capture the game at Fort Wayne Concordia. So the Lady Huskies will be in Fort Wayne on the 21st of December. The final game Putney in Sports will do this season, I should say, before the first of the year, we believe so, would be the 23rd of December, right before Christmas. We'll travel to Blackford to battle with the Blackford Lady Bruins. Got a minute left, we'll mention. You got to remember, the Arcadia Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony, that's going to happen this weekend. That'll happen also on December 4th. So after the Lady Huskies basketball game, you can travel just uptown Arcadia from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. They'll have a tree lighting ceremony. They'll have a Christmas market. And you can come out and see Santa and Mrs. Claus. You can dance in the street. You can snuggle by the fire pit. And they'll have a free will offering for a chili supper. There'll be activities for the kids, etc. So, clock's getting ready, MTL. 29 seconds. Officials. Busting knuckles right there. Pumping knuckles with the people at the scorer's bench. And it should be a good ball game. We'll mention Lady Huskies. And Fishers, a year ago, it was a 7-point victory for the Fishers Tigers. Lady Tigers in, they started that game with an unbeaten schedule. And the Lady Huskies came in and made it a game. Just a 3-point loss for Class 3A, Hamilton Heights. And I'm going to set this down for a national anthem. That's our national anthem. Always sounds good. Memorex or live. That's our national anthem. We'll also remind you a little bit about, and I guess we'll talk about that in a minute. We'll start with the starting lineups for this ball game. Starting lineups first for the visiting Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Wearing number 2, that's Ella Hickok. She's a 5'6" sophomore. Second in the lineup is number 10, Cameron Runner. She's a 5'9" sophomore. Number 20 is Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten, a 5'4" junior. Number 24 is Hadley Cherry. She's a 5'8" sophomore. The final lady in the lineup, number 42, Michaela Moran, a 6'3" senior. Head coach is Keegan Cherry. Now for the Fishers Lady Tigers. Wearing number 3. That's Karina Scott. She's a 5'5 junior. Number 4, that's Jordan Smith. She's a 5'4 sophomore. Number 15, that's Talia Harris. She's a 5'8 sophomore. Number 22, that's Kate Thomas. She's a 6'1" sophomore. Number 31 is Olivia Smith. She'll wind out the lineup. She's a 5'10 junior. Head coach is Lauren Botar. I got to mention, I got pronunciation help from a senior athlete. I tell you what, she's a good one. Caroline Choi. Caroline Choi, she might go to Ball State. She's going to check out sports media. She's not sure on Ball State, but she's a senior. She's a big help. She's here watching her youngest sister. I should say her younger sister. She's a freshman. That's Allison Choi. She'll wear number 33. Get ready to jump it up right now. It's going to be number 22, Kate Thomas, and Michaela Moran. There's a toss. It's a low toss. It's tipped by Fisher to the backcourt, picked up by Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights on the dribble. We're going to left side. Cameron Rutter. She'll bring it back outside. She'll go back to the corner baseline. Look to get there. Ball just knocked out of bounds. They're going to pay its last touch by Hamilton Heights. So the arrow is going Fisher's direction, and Fisher is going to have an opportunity to take the first shot in this ball game. Then across the timeline, at number 15, Talia Harris. She'll work her right side, touches the hands of Olivia Smith, back to Talia. Cross-court skip pass, straight out top, they're working through Olivia Smith. They go to the corner, 3 points out of the way, rims off. Wouldn't go, that shot taken by number 4, Jordan Smith. Ball tipped on the rebound, goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Fisher. Got to shoot tight, they take a break in the action, give her a moment. They're ready to play. Going to be brought in on the baseline, left of the bucket, by Fisher. Going to be a high toss behind the arc right there. 15, Talia Harris. Back out top on the dribble is Olivia Smith. She'll work inside the paint. Kick it back out. They'll drive baseline. A floater got the shot. That's number 4, Jordan Smith. She's 1-for-2 in the ballgame. Missed the 3, but got the 2. It's a 2-0 contest. We've almost played a minute. Back the other direction. Hamilton Heights in the front court. On the dribble, Cameron Runner. Out top, picked up a screen from Hadley Carey. Keeps the dribble alive. She'll cross-court skip pass to the corner. Ella Hitchcock. They're working into Michaela. Michaela Moran's shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner shot wouldn't go in the paint. Rebound out of there. Fisher Tigers on the dribble. 31, Olivia Smith. They'll work it down low. Going to be a shot taken. They'll help her back up to her feet. Good sportsmanship right there from Michaela Moran. Going to be a foul whistle, first foul in the ballgame. Going to be whistled on Hamilton Heights number 2, Ella Hitchcock. Going through the foul stripe, going to shoot twice. Number 22, Kate Thomas. 6:43 left, we're in the first quarter. First shot rims out. Rims long and off, Karen wouldn't go. She'll get one more. Get some instructions from Coach Botaugh. Talking with number 4, Jordan Smith. Here comes the second shot for Kate Thomas. Shot up and rims off again. Where to go? Rebound brought forward and picked up by Fisher. Fisher's going to start the offense once again after the missed 2 free throws. They're going baseline. They're going in the paint there. Shot wouldn't go. Shot going to be rebound right there. Brought forward. Going to be picked up by Fisher. They'll work it down low. They go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Credit the bucket. 31. That's Olivia Smith. The 4-0 contest. We're in the early going. Varsity contest. We're in the first quarter. 6:12 left. Working into Kayla Moran. Kayla, right there. If you're working into Moran, Moran tracks down the basketball. She'll take it back to right there to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going with number 11 today on her away jersey. I believe so. That might be a take that back. It's 10. She passed it down low. Lost the handle and ends up in Fisher's Tigers' hands. Brought down the court by Talia Harris. So working around the perimeter, right there in front of the Husky bench, touching the basketball is Jordan Smith. Touches the hands of Olivia Smith. No relation. There's a sister in there. She's not going to play today. She's suffering from an injury. I should say just a slight injury at Westfield. Those two in the same lineup. Pretty good lineup. Not that this one isn't. So they're working left side. On the dribble right there, Kaylee Roten. Going to kick off elbow, right side would go for Moran. Rebound out there, going the other direction. Number 3, Karina Scott. Back out top, touches the hands of Olivia Smith. They're moving around the perimeter. In the hands of Talia Harris. They're working inside out. Inside out, 3-point play wouldn't go. I take that pass, it bounced up and fell through. 3-point bucket, good for number 3, Karina Scott. She averages 5.7 a ball game. 7-0 contest. Fisher's Lady Tigers in front. They'll hand off out top to Cameron Runner. They'll work it back out top. Touches Ella Hitchcock's hands. Hadley Carey on the drive baseline. She'll bring it back out. Working against her is Jordan Smith. They'll work it in to Moran. Could be a simultaneous possession jump ball. Ball's going to belong to Fisher. Substitution in the ball game. Lady Husky's going to enter the game with Mia Shields. Mia Shields enters the ballgame, taking a breather for the Huskies. Kaylee Roten. And Will mentioned as we tuck a shirt in right there, it's going to be brought in 84 feet away, brought in by Olivia Smith. She'll bounce pass in to Talia Harris. She'll cross the timeline at a jog pace. She'll work it back around to Olivia Smith. Around the corner, they'll work it down low. First shot off the glass wouldn't go. In the ball game there is number 23, Alicia Triplett. Alicia Triplett wouldn't go. Also in the ball game for the Lady Tigers is number 5, Ava Carter. Ava Carter is a freshman. She's in the ball game. Ava Carter is 5'11". In the paint, 2-point shot good. Cameron Rutter breaks the cobwebs off the Huskies' rim. 7-2 ball game. 3:46 on the game clock. They'll look at elbow right side. Can be a simultaneous possession. Cameron Rutter stuck her hands in there. 23, Alicia Triplett made the ball available about waist high. They lock it up, and the Lady Huskies have the alternate arrow. They'll bring it in from 84 feet away. 3:43 on the game clock. Can be brought in. Can be a baseball, softball pass, maybe. They'll pass it in. Cameron Rutter bounces it in to have the carry. Now back to Cameron. Guarding her full court is 15, Talia Harris. They lose the handle in the front court. Huskies give it up. They go down low. 2-point bucket off the glass. Credit to shot number 5, Ava Carter. Hampton Heights in the backcourt. Playing defense. Full court is number 4, Jordan Smith. Working against Ella Hickok. Hickok on the good dribble. She's taking it across the timeline. In the paint, kicks it back out to Cameron Rutter. 3:10 left. We're in the first quarter. It's 9-2. Lady Tigers in front. Out top of the basketball. Touching the hands in the hands now of Mia Shields. 3-point shot good. Shields with the 3-point runner from behind the arc. It's 9-5. 2:49 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Running around the perimeter right there. Fisher's Tigers still working in. Kick it back out. That's Jordan Smith. Touches the hands in the corner. It's going to be a traveling violation. That's a high pass. She hands the pass. That was Olivia Smith. Her first trapper's step was a high dribble. They're going to call a palming violation. I only hear those palming violations in high school, some college. But they let them palm in the WNBA and the NBA because they're making a living doing it. 9-5 on the game clock. 2:34 on the scoreboard. Say that in backwards fashion. Outside of the basketball, Ella Hickok. Tipped away, Ella Hickok picked it back up. She'll go to the corner with it. But it will be a cross-court skip pass. Get it out to Cameron Rutter. 3-point shot on the way. Got it. Left elbow extended. Cameron Rutter for 3. It's a 9-8 contest. 2:11 left. We're in the first quarter at Fishers High School. We're going to back out. Let's start the offense over again. They'll go to the corner with it. Left-handed shot. 3-point land. Rebound front four came up with the Huskies. That's Cameron Rutter. That 3-point shot would go. He was taken by 21, Morgan Roberts, a 5'10 sophomore for Fishers. Crossing the timeline. On the dribble, works the left side. Ella Hickok crossover. She has a tremendous crossover dribble. They'll go from the corner. 3-point shot. And the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are in front. 11-9. In the front court, Fisher Tigers. Elbow, left side. Just across the paint. Sigal off the glass. Wouldn't go. Going to be a foul call. She'll shoot twice. The Husky bench was looking for a travel. A foul violation right here. Going to shoot 2 shots. Foul's going to be whistled. Lady Huskies number 20, Kaylee Roten. She has won the contest. Lady Huskies with 2. 0 thus far for the Lady Tigers. First shot rims off, wouldn't go. At the free throw line for Fishers, it's number 23, Alicia Triplett. Alicia Triplett shooting 67% from the stripe. She's now 4-for-7. And now 4-for-8, she's 50%. Didn't get the rim. They blow the whistle. They mentioned that no rim. So Hamilton Heights will bring it in from 84 feet back. We talked in to Ella Hickok, brought in there by Cameron Rutter. Cross-court pass. They'll go back to Ella. And across the timeline there, working to the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Credit that bucket. Number 4, Mia Shields, if I'm not incorrect, She hit the first three for the Huskies. She had two now. Don't quote me. 14-9 on the scoreboard. 1 minute left here in the first quarter. Working around top with the basketball, 15, Talia Harris. Works to the left side, Karina Scott. Works to the elbow, going to be stolen. Picked up right there by Camden Runner. Should go coast to coast. Left-handed off the glass on the layup. The Lady Huskies are up 16-9. Going to be a 30-second timeout for Fishers. 44.6 left. And I will mention, PutMeInSports.com, beginning in 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Lady Huskies of Hamilton Heights. And baseball each spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So they get ready to bring the ball in. They'll bring it 84 feet with the Fishers Tigers. 44.6 left. Ball's brought in on the dribble now. Is number four, Jordan Smith, crossing the sideline. Right side across to the scores bench. Sideline. They're working it out. Stop trying to tip it in. It's going to be tipped away by Michaela Moran. She strips the basketball. The Huskies pick it up. That's Cameron Runner on the steal. They're working back to Ella Hickok. Back out top. They'll give it to Cameron. Out top to Mia Shields. Lost the handle. Going to end up in Fisher Tigers' hands. Back at baseline. That's a floater off the glass. Good. They're outside the paint. Credit the bucket number four, Jordan Smith. He averages 7.7. per contest, a seven-game average, 16-11. Lost the handle, didn't get a shot off. Buzzer sounds, first quarter is complete. At the end of one, Hamilton Heights, 16. Fishers, 11. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by PrittsandFishers.com. They're not far away from here. This doing effort right there at Fritz and Fisher since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them by dialing 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fisher's, 8599 East 116th Street, Fisher's, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz and Nobleville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. You can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FritzandFisher.com. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. Again, that's FritzandFisher.com. F-R-I-T-Z. So, second buzzer sounds. We've completed the 1 minute between quarters. 8 minutes back on the game clock. We're going to start the second quarter. 16-11 contest. Hamilton Heights in front. They're going to bring the ball in from half court. Alternate arrow possession belongs to the Fishers Lady Tigers. Going to be brought in by number 31, Olivia Smith. Olivia Smith averaging 11.3 per ball game. Her sister Haley, 11.2, not in action tonight. Tipped away in the front of the paint right there. Front court of Fishers is tipped away and picked up again by Hamilton Heights. Craig Steele, number two. That's Ella Hickok on the dribble, left side. She'll work it down low to Michaela. Turnaround jumper, Michaela Moran, two-point bucker. I should say bucket in the paint. 7:30 left. 18-11 contest. Lady Huskies in front. On the dribble in the front court. That's number three, Karina Scott. They'll work it down low. Pass, pass, might have been one too many passes, not sure. Ball's going to be touched and ends up left elbow extended in the hands of number four, Jordan Smith. Lady Husky, I believe Rosella, kicks it out of bounds. Good hands. Going to go back to Fishers. Checking out the ball game, number 21 for Fishers. That's Morgan Roberts. Trying to get that substitution in a moment. Going to be brought in across from the scores bench. Half court right there. for Fishers on the dribble, number three, that's Karina Scott. The worked elbow, right side, give it back out top to go to the corner with it. That's number three, Jordan Smith, who'll go pass it down low. It'll be a traveling violation. Gonna be the call against Olivia Smith, gonna give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. 7:02 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter, 18-11. Lady Huskies in front. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. She's crossing the timeline. Working against her is number four, Jordan Smith. She'll go left side on the dribble. Back out top of the pass, Abby Cherry. She'll pass it immediately to Moran. Inside out play off the mark would go. 3-point shot, left elbow extended would go for Cameron Rutter. Good defense in the front court. Abby Cherry knocks the pass out of bounds. She's going to stay in the front court with Fishers. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see number 15, Talia Harris. For Fishers, taking a breather is number 31, Olivia Smith. Going to be brought in front of the scores bench right there. Number three, Karina Scott. Works it out top. Touches the hands of Talia Harris. Back to Scott. Back to Harris. Out top. Near the logo. This logo at Fishers High School is tremendous. Never seen a better one. So the ball goes tipped out of bounds. Matter of fact, it's pretty much airbrushed, and they've got it fastened in there with their clear coat over this whole gym floor. We're on the left side of the basketball, number 15, Talia Harris. Outside, she'll dig into Karina Scott. Works to the left side, Jordan Smith with a skip pass. Back to Harris. Back out top, looking for an opening. Hamilton Heights playing defense tight near the paint and guarding out to the three-point strike. Left elbow extended, say right elbow extended. That three-point shot went. That's number four, Jordan Smith. Jordan Smith going to be above her average in this ballgame. She's almost there now. I believe she is with maybe 8 points. 18-14. Lady Huskies by four. Calls in the front court on the dribble. Is Nia Shields. Spin move. Going to be no foul call. Going to be stolen by Fishers to go off the glass. 2-point bucket, Jordan Smith. The 2-point ball game, Lady Huskies in front, gonna be a timeout called. Timeout, full 60-second timeout for the Lady Huskies. 5:27 left. We're in the second quarter. Hamilton Heights up by 2, 18-16. And, pretty good game in the works, we thought it would be last year. It was a 7-point contest. And I will remind you, this game is also in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals. That's the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They offer up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals, hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11. 50 Truck Rentals, that name 50 says a lot. They're going to inbound the basketball. Lady Huskies going to go 84 feet, brought in by Cameron Rutter. Step now on the dribble for two, Ella Hickok. Crossing the sideline with the basketball is Ella. Picked up there by Jordan Smith. Hands off left side, Mia Shields. Works to the left side, outside the arc. And that's going to bring the ball back out. Ella Hickok back to Shields. She'll go baseline. Trying to cut it off on the baseline. It'll be a blocking foul. Couldn't get the charge. Couldn't draw the charge there. They're going to whistle this foul on Fishers. Could be called on number three, Karina Scott. Karina Scott going to pick up her first foul in the ballgame. That's the first foul whistled on Fishers. We're in the second quarter, 5:05. They're working bounce pass in. Couldn't get the shot off the glass. That's a good entry pass right of the bucket on the baseline. Good bounce pass from Mia Shields. Gets it into Moran. Moran couldn't hit the shot. She got fouled. She'll shoot twice. Michaela Moran threw four games right here in the ballgame of the season. She's 7 for 11 at the strike, 64%. First shot wouldn't go. back in the ballgame for Fincher, number 23, Alicia Triplett. Taking a breather, going to take a seat right now, get some rest. That's Karina Scott, number 3. First shot going to go for Mikayla Moran. She'll take one more. She'll eye the second one. She'll fly it. And it's good. That's a good net from Mikayla. The 19-16 ball game. Hamilton Heights in front. Working across the backcourt. Hamilton Heights providing some pressure. Pretty close there. I'm sure the count was getting close to 10. They cross the timeline. They go to 3 from the corner of baseline. Credit the bucket. 22. That's Kate Thomas. From 3-point land. She's now 2-for-6 on the season. 19-19 ball game. Tied up ball game. We're back to zeros. 4:36 on the game clock. Lady Huskies in the front court. They're working down low. Foul. Could be a foul. Mikayla Moran couldn't get the shot in the paint. That was a good overhead feed from Cameron Rutter. So Mikayla is going to go back to the strike. She'll shoot two more. They're going to whistle this foul on number 23. That's Alicia Triplett. She's got one in the contest. Fisher's Lady Tigers now the 3. Lady Huskies with 2 thus far in the first half. First shot on the way. Got it. Mikayla Moran gets some congratulations on the lane right there. Mia Shields, Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok. Going to enter the ball game right now. Back in the ball game, Ava Carter. She's going to enter the ball game, give a breather to 22, Kate Thomas. Ava Carter wears number 5. As mentioned, Ava Carter is a freshman. No seniors on this Fishers ball team. Second shot off the rim, short window, rebound, Hamilton Heights. Mia Shields boards the rebound. The worker right side, the worker back inside to Mikayla. Inside out play, 3-point shot on the way, when you go. Mia Shields straight away, rims off. Rebound out of there, collected by 23, Alicia Triplett. See the front court, they'll pass it, it'll go out of bounds, gonna give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. 4:14 on the game clock. We're gonna see Kaylee Roten back in the ballgame. She's gonna check in. Taking a breather, right now is gonna be Hadley Cherry. Kaylee Roten, the lone junior on this Husky ball team. Hadley Carey, a sophomore. They're going to inbound the basketball here momentarily. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see number 31 for Fisher. That's Olivia Smith. Taking a breather, 33, Allison Choi. Could be brought in the backcourt. Getting the ball back in her hand, just on a short dribble. And right there is Cameron Runner working against her. Full court is Talia Harris. Pretty close guarded right there on the dribble to give it back to Mikayla out top. Work it right side behind the arc to Kaylee Roten. She'll work the crossover. She'll pass it across court outside the arc about 10 feet. They'll work baseline. Could be a pass. Could be tipped out of bounds. Collecting the ball right there. Tipping it out of bounds. Good play for 31, Olivia Smith. Olivia Smith, as mentioned, a junior, 5'10". Going to be brought in on the Husky baseline. Left the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Ella Hitchcock. She got rid of it just in time before the 5-second count ended up. So they're working to Cameron Runner. Back out top. They'll work the basketball with Ella Hitchcock. Down the path, left side to Cameron. Behind the arc. She'll work inside to Mikayla Moran. Lost the handle. Going to end up in the hands of Fisher. That's number 23, Alicia Triplett. Back the other direction. They'll go baseline drive off the glass. 2-point bucket, 31, Olivia Smith. The Lady Tigers back on top. It's 21-20. Ball's in the front court right now with Hamilton Heights on the dribble is Ella Hickok. 3:10 left. We're in the second quarter. Good ball game here at Fishers, Indiana tonight. Working at right side, Kaylee Roten. So this is back to number 2. Backpedal dribble now, way out top is Ella Hickok. Guarding her loosely is number 5, Ava Carter. Cross-court skip pass from Mia Shields to Cameron Runner. They'll bring it back out top. They'll work it down baseline. Kaylee Roten back inside. They go off the glass. Wouldn't go. Mikayla Moran, the tallest gal on the feet on the floor. Good entry tall pass right there from Kaylee Roten. Mikayla Moran going to go back to the free throw line. She'll shoot 2 again. This will be a third time. Shooting a pair here in the first half. She'll eye the first one. She'll fly a good revolution. Good backspin. It's good. 21-21 ball game, back to zeros again in the ball game is 22, Kate Thomas. Taking a breather is 23, Alicia Triplett for Fishers. Second shot for Michaela Moran, 2:44 left. Pass spin, short off the mark. Where'd he go? Rebound front four, picked up by Katie Wilson, that's us, Hamilton Heights. But we're behind the arc. Back pedal dribble, Ella Hickok. 21-21, we're in the second quarter. 2:32 left here before halftime. But we're going to outstop to Mia Shields. Back to Kaylee. Kaylee down low on the baseline, left side to work with the Ella Hickok. Back to Cameron Lennerson. Drive in, bring it all back out. 3-point shot on the way, short off the mark. Mia Shields gets short. Back the other direction. Rebound secured by Fishers. Ball's in the hands of 31, Olivia Smith. So working out top of the basketball, back pedal dribble. With the dribble is Talia Harris. Stationary dribble. Hamilton Heights playing about the three-point line. They're beyond about 6-8 feet. They're working an elbow pass in there. Turnaround jumper. Way to go for Fisher. Shot taken by Kate Thomas. Way to go. They're going to whistle a foul. Rebounding foul. They're going to whistle this on Fisher. Could be whistled on number 5, Ava Carter. She's going to pick up her first foul in the first half. It's 5 now a cumulative for Fisher. Hamilton Heights still with the 2. 1:46 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline. Crossover dribble. Back crossover. 3 in a row right there. She's tough. That's Ella Hickok. She can dribble. Outstop of the basketball. Outstop Mia Shields. She'll take it to Cameron Runner. Behind the arc, to work it down low in the paint. She'll take a dribble off the glass. Shot ready to go. That's Michaela Moran. A little bit hurried right there. She should be a little bit more calm and collected. She's 6'3". 1:20 on the game clock. Straight out. 3-point shot. Ready to go. Shot taken there by Harris. Rebound put back. Ready to go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to call this ball off of Fisher. He's going to take a Polaroid of that. He's not going to make the call real quick. He took the Polaroid, remembered what he saw. He turned the ball over, gave it to Hamilton Heights on the tip out of bounds. 1:10 left. Ball's in the backcourt. Ella Hickok on the dribble being guarded there by Jordan Smith. So work it to Katie Roten. She'll bring it across the timeline. She'll pick up the basketball right there being guarded by Ava Carter. On the dribble left side is Mia Shields. She'll hand off to Cameron Runner. She'll cross, spin move, try to work it back over. You're going to get called for a double dribble. Couldn't really see the double dribble. Her back was to the home crowd, a lot of the home crowd. Some of the Husky fans sitting in the home crowd. Not a problem with that. They'll bring the ball back in from the backcourt. Will the Fishers Lady Tigers. 21 all, 44 seconds left. We're in the second quarter. Hamilton Heights and Fishers. They're going to keep the ball out top a little bit. They might be looking for a final shot here. 30 seconds left in the quarter. We're in the second quarter, 21 all. Baseline drive to take a stop, pop it, go, let it go. Wouldn't go. Going to be a rebound shot. It wouldn't go either. That first shot taken from the baseline, Jordan Smith. The rebound shot wouldn't go. They're going to whistle a foul on number 4, Mia Shields. Mia Shields going to pick up her first, excuse me. Second foul in the ballgame. That's going to be 3 on Hamilton Heights here in the first half. At the free throw line, number 31, Olivia Smith. Olivia Smith, 15-33 at the stripe. Thus far, that first one would not go. 21-21. They're going to trade sides of the lane right there. That's 22, Kate Thomas, and 5, Ava Carter. We're going to have a substitution. If she makes this, we'll have a sub into the ballgame. If she does not make it, they'll play on. She got the bucket. 22-21. Got the second half of a two-shot foul. That was 31, Olivia Smith. Taking a breather is Katie Roten. Back in the ballgame is Hadley Cherry, number 24. Bringing in from the backcourt. 20 seconds on the game clock. Cross the timeline now is Ella Hickok. Crossover. She'll kick it to the corner. 3-point shot, Cameron Runner. High Tim hits the top of the backboard. It's still in bounds. And it's rebounded right here by Fishers. Spin move outside the paint. What a move right there. 31, Olivia Smith. A very good move right there. We're going to go to halftime. Halftime right now. 24-21. We're going to take this set down. We're going to have a
with Coach Cherry. What's this? Coach Cherry, young man. I said, what's with Cherry? You see that? This is a bowl game.
Yeah, really proud of our effort there in the first half. I mean, their pressure is really, really good. They're super physical. But our girls are battling. You know, we make a couple of those layups, and Cameron Leonard doesn't miss very often. You put those on the board, and we're maybe ahead here at halftime.
Thank you, sir. That is Coach Keegan Cherry talking as he's walking into the locker room. We're at halftime at Fishers High School. Tell you what, Fishers High School, very flush. Very nice outer areas. I tell you what, most schools are just that way, but this place is special. So we're at halftime. We're going to plug this back in. If you'll just wait for one moment, we'll plug this back in and have some difference.
Okay, we're back. Halftime at Fishers. Hamilton Heights had a pretty good lead there. They came up with a good lead. We'll mention that. The Lady Tigers took off with about a 7-0 advantage on the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies came back. Had a half a dozen point lead there for a stretch. Maybe 7 right now. Fishers Lady Tigers in front at halftime, 24-21. And I'm going to mention something right now. Got to mention this. There are three that I can think of that you guys might like to hear about. Three Indiana basketball Hall of Fame selections. As for this year, it's going to happen in March of 2022. There are 19 total inductees. I'm going to share three of them with you. This is going to be the 60th men's award banquet. It'll happen in March. You want to head over there? I believe it's in Newcastle. Newcastle, take that back. It might be at Hickory. Don't quote me. But if you want to go, you ought to go. I'll tell you what, one of the guys that I got to mention without a question is Mr. Tony Etchison. Tony Etchison is a 1991 graduate of Noblesville High School. He's got three sons. Those three sons are JP, Gus, and Tillman. And we'll mention, I'm pretty sure on this, I believe Tony Etchison is number 4. It's not 3. I think Hafner is 3. I think Tony told me that. He said number 4, all-time leading scorer for the Noblesville Millers is Mr. Tony Etchison. Tony Etchison played ball for Coach Nicholson. He spoke really highly of Coach Nicholson, no doubt. And he attended Mercer University. He went 4 years there, basketball scholarship. You know he did. He earned it. Mercer University. And two times, I believe it was his junior and senior year, Mercer played for the qualifier game that would have put them in the NCAA tournament. They did not win either game, but they were right there. And also a second I'd like to mention is Matthew Curtis Painter. You've probably heard of Matt Painter. Matt Painter is a Delta High School graduate. That's the Delta Eagles. He graduated high school in 1989. He's coaching in his 17th season right now for the Purdue Boilermakers. They got a decisive win last night. His date of birth is in 1970. So you can tell his age. We'll also mention he's doing pretty well right there. He played for Coach Gene Cady. And you might know that court right now at Purdue is Gene Cady Court. And it's got a superimposed autograph of Gene Cady right there underneath the words. Okay, that's Matt Painter. He's one of them. Tony Etchison is one of them. I'm talking about the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame selections. These three are going to be inducted. It's going to be in March of 2022. And the third I'll mention is Douglas Mitchell, better known as Dub Mitchell. Dub Mitchell played for the Hamilton Heights Huskies basketball team. He went to school at Hamilton Heights. He's a graduate. He got his start right there, and I got to mention The administration had Doug Mitchell in for an inductee of the Huskies Hall of Fame, and they cut out the old floor right there at the high school. They cut it out in a square. Obviously, it was a circle for a center circle. It had the HH interlocking H's right there. They cut it out, and they presented it to Mr. Doug Mitchell that night. And Doug Mitchell turned right back around and gave it back to the school with his regards. We'll also mention Doug Mitchell went on after Hamilton Heights, played basketball for the Butler Bulldogs. He was a good guard. You know who he was, Doug Mitchell. And we'll also mention he's a career coach. Career coach he was. He has recently retired. Career coach for the North Central Panthers. He recently retired after the 2017-18 season. And you think about this, Hamilton Heights, they scheduled a game to play North Central. They played at Hamilton Heights on December 6th of 2014. North Central got the win by 12, 66-54. Then they turned around, played the next year at North Central High School on December 5th. And I'll mention the freshman team played at 6. The JV team played simultaneously from the auxiliary gym for the freshmen. And the JV played in the main floor. They played simultaneously, the JV. And then the varsity teams got together about 7:30. They had a ball game. It was kind of decisive for North Central. But those three guys are the three guys I thought that you might recognize. And they're going to be inducted into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. They were selected. There were three guys out of the 19 that will be there that night. We appreciate you letting me to say that. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if you only want to browse around. There's no problem with that. They're located at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They have trophies, awards, and plaques. They have fast turnaround. Prices are low, so you'll want to become a repeat customer at Noblesville Trophies. Again, Noblesville Trophies located at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by telephone, 317-773-7391. Again, their number is 317-773-7391. Again, online, it's NoblesvilleTrophies.com. We'll also like to mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located in Cicero. They're at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there off of Highway 19. They're right there in the Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they're here to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They're a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. They're getting ready to buzz the horn out right now. We're going to go for a 60-second timeout. It's already begun. 49 seconds on the intermission clock. That last minute of the 10 is the timeout, actually. It's going to buzz at 15 seconds. That'll be the first horn of the one-minute timeout. And they'll be ready to play when the clock buzzes out to zeros. 30 seconds left. So we're at Fishers High School a good ball game in the works right here. Might as well mention those Indiana Pacers. Last outing they had was November 29th, a 7 p.m. ball game. They were at the Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves got the win 100-98. That makes the Pacers 9 wins, 14 losses on this 82-game season. The Pacers are in action tonight, December 1st on a Wednesday. They're home with the Atlanta Hawks. 8 minutes on the game clock. Huskies on the floor. Lady Tigers on the floor now. Going to bring Beyond to Hamilton Heights with the alternate possession arrow. Going to be brought in. Half court right there by Kaylee Roten crossing the scores bench. She'll pass to backcourt Ella Hickok. She's going to be picked up at half court by Talia Harris. Picks up her dribble. Couldn't get the jump stop landed. A little bit of a scoot. I got to mention, this floor is clean. This floor has very little movement with good shoes on it. It's well done. 7:50 on the game clock. On the dribble, right side, that's Talia Harris. Keeping the dribble alive, passing across it. Adjacent to her, that's Taria Scott. They're working back to Harris, now back to the corner. She'll bring it back out. That's number 4, Jordan Smith. Back to Jordan. Jordan on the dribble, back tail dribble. She'll use both hands. She's right side. She'll work it back out top 15. That's Talia Harris. Right side dribble. Picks a dribble up. Works the right side to Jordan. Back out top. Talia Harris to the corner on the dribble. 3 is Karina Scott. They're going to whistle a 3-second violation. I heard that from the fans. Obviously a Husky fan. And not less than a second later, the official calls it. 3-second violation. So that's a turnover in the book. Lady Huskies are going to bring it 84 feet. They're going to face the full court pressure. They'll go softball pass down the court to Cameron Runner. She'll take a stop and she'll go off the glass. Left side, 2-point bucket, good. Lady Huskies trail by 1. 24-23. 7:05 on the game clock. Out top with the basketball and the dribble is Talia Harris. Works her right side to Karina Scott around the perimeter once again. Harris. She'll dish it left side to Jordan Smith, back to Harris out top. On the dribble, now she'll bring it back out. That's Karina Scott. High pass over the top of Cameron Runner. They'll work it back around. They'll work it to the free throw line. Kick it back out. 3-point shot on the way. Rims around. Fell off. When go. Cameron Runner with the rebound. That shot taken by Karina Scott. Back the other direction. She'll go all the way in. Off the glass. Wouldn't go. That rim got her on the way up. I should say the ball. Back the other direction. They'll kick it back out. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Credit to bucket number 4, Jordan Smith. 27-23. A 4-point game. Lady Tigers in front. We're in the third quarter. 6-12 on the game clock. Ball's in the backcourt. On the dribble is Ella Hickok. Hickok working right here against Talia Harris. They're working back around. They get it to Michaela Moran. She kick it back around. Keep it behind the arc on the back pedal, dribbling out is Ella Hickok. She's being guarded by Kate Thomas. Kate Thomas jumped center in this ballgame at 6-1. Ella Hickok at 5-6. Still the same combination on the dribble. Plenty of space there. No five-second call. Closely guarded. 3-point shot rims around. Left elbow extended. Wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Back the other direction. Pacers Tigers with the rebound. On the dribble, working in the front court now is Karina Scott. They're working to Kate Thomas. She'll kick it to the corner. She'll get an entry pass. Baseline. She'll work it back out. They'll move it outside. They'll get 3 points down on the way. Got it. And that's number 4, Jordan Smith. Jordan Smith entered this ballgame shooting 28% from 3-point land. I'm quite sure she's well above 30 now. Timeout. Going to be a 60-second timeout. 5:14 left. Getting in the ballgame during this timeout, we're going to see number 23, Alicia Triplett, for Fisher. We'll let you know this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Alicia Soaps Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledge. That's Alicia Soaps Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Alicia listens. Alicia Soaps Bear, Century 21 Sheets. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties She's done so since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. We're getting ready to start up again. 5:14, we're in the third quarter. Lady Husky's going to inbound the basketball. It's going to be Mia Shields. She's going to be guarded right there. Guarded right there on the ball. That's number three, Karina Scott. Working the baseline. She got permission to roam the baseline. She gets it in to Cameron Leonard. After a made basket, she has the right to run the baseline to enter the basketball. On the dribble out top is Cameron Leonard. She'll work the right side. She'll go off the glass. No foul called. Rebound fought for. And the foul is going to be whistled on the rebounding stage. And then they're going to whistle this foul. Going to call this on Fisher, 22, Kate Thomas. Not sure if that was a makeup call for the non-foul on the shot. Not sure. I tell you what, this gentleman right here working pretty good for both teams. So first shot good. Michaela Moran at the strike. She got her first one. She'll shoot one more. 5:01 on the game clock. 30-24. Lady Huskies trail by 6. Second shot, Moran now trail by 5. 30-25, Fisher's Tigers in front. Hampton Heights going to put full court pressure on. Good dribble across the timeline. Working on the dribble there, Karina Scott. She's going to step on the sideline. She'll step on the sideline. She's out of bounds. So they'll give it back to Hampton Heights. Unforced turnovers are tough. So back in the ballgame, number 5, Ava Carter. Ava Carter back in the game. As mentioned, she's a freshman, 5'11". Taking a breather, a deserved breather, number 3, Karina Scott. Lady Husky's bringing in from the backcourt on the side, brought in there by Mia Steele. Brought it in to Ella Hickok. Works it back to Cameron Runner, back to Hickok. Crosses the sideline. Cameron Runner, cross-court skip pass outside the arc. Mia Steele will keep the ball out top. They'll move it back around. Cameron Runner back to Ella Hickok. On the dribble. Back out to Cameron. Guard here out top is 23. Pretty good guard. Dog right there is Triplett. To the corner. Baseline. Shot on the way. Wouldn't go. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. That was Mia Shields. Back the other direction. Rebound. And they'll go back to the front court with the Fisher's Lady Tigers. We're going to get a substitution for the Lady Tigers here momentarily. From the corner, 3-point shot. Good. For the freshman, number 5, Ava Carter. 33-25, an 8-point ball game. We're halfway through the third quarter. Under 4 minutes to go. Working the basketball out top, left-handed dribble. She'll take a shot, elbow left side of Cameron Runner. Rebound, put back with Joe. She'll go to the stripe once again. She's living at the foul line. It's Michaela Moran. Michaela Moran, back to the foul stripe. We're going to call this on a rebound and double check. There might be Kobe out of bounds. Official lets us know it's on the rebound stage. So no foul shot. It's prior to the shot. Back in the ballgame for Fisher, 31, Olivia Smith. Taking a breather is 23, Alicia Triplett. Huskies going to inbound the basketball left of the bucket on their own baseline. Going to be brought in by Ella Hickok. Going to bring it in, Mia Shields. Ball's going to be touched. She's going to be knocked out of bounds. Ava Carter, last to touch it. Going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. They'll bring it on the other side of the backboard. Now we're going to ride the backboard on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Mia Shields. Looking to get it in. Looking. Bounce pass. Got it into Michaela, but it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Arm comes in. Hand comes in. Ava Carter tips it out of bounds again. So they're working through the corner now. Corner entry right here by Mia Shields. 3:46 left. Ball brought in to Cameron Runner on the dribble. Picked up there by Olivia Smith. They work it to Ella Hickok. Now back out top to Mia Shields. Works it right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner still dribble in. Elbow left side. Pass it back out to Mia Shields behind the arc. screen right here, Mia Shields, using it to dribble. No shot taken. Going to be a reach in foul. I said, well, these refs got some good eyes. They really look and they try hard. That foul's going to be whistled on Fisher. They're going to whistle this foul on 22, Kate Thomas. She's got two. Team foul number three in the half. There's an entry pass. Reverse layup. No foul called. They're going to call the block shot. Not quite sure, but they're going back the other direction, Fisher's Lady Tigers. 3:16 on the game clock. 33-25, an 8-point advantage for Fishers. Throwing the ball back and forth outside of the 3-point circle. They'll go to the corner with it. That's Olivia Smith back outside. They'll dish it back out to Talia Harris. Back to Smith. Back outside to Talia. They're working right here. It's going to be a kick. She's got hands and feet like a cat. She's got some pretty quick reflexes that skim and running. It'll be a kick. It's intentional. They'll bring it in from the sideline right there in front of the length of the scores bench. This is a nice scores bench. Pretty similar to Gainbridge right there. The old fieldhouse right there. Well done right here. So we're getting into paint right there. Kate Thomas working down low, baseline. Shot going to go Ava Carter. Rebound out of there, picked up by Cameron Runner. 2:28 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. 33-25. Fishers by 8. On the dribble. They're working back around. Working outside the paint. On the dribble. She passed it right now. Hadley Cherry with the basketball behind the arc. On the dribble. Guarding her closely right there is Harris. She'll take it back out top. Back pedal dribble. Not much right there. She'll start the approach now. But Mia Shields working against Ava Carter. She'll go baseline. Going to be a reach-in foul. Mia Shields felt it. Got her in the nose. They called the foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Ava Carter. That's 4 on the team. Ava Carter going to pick up her 2nd in the ball game. Back in the ball game for Fishers. Number 3, Karina Scott. Taking a breather is number 4, Jordan Smith. Be brought in left of the bucket. Hamilton Heights brought in by Ella Hickok. Looking to get it in. Got to get it in. Releases it. Goes to the backcourt. Picked up by Cameron Runner. Right there to guard her is Kate Thomas. On the dribble, she'll bring it back out. She'll set up the offense once again. They're going to have a sub coming in. For Fishers here momentarily. Ball's out top. Now they'll bring it left side on the dribble. The crossover right there, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok is 5'6" sophomore. Got some bumping going on out there with Harris. No call. There goes down low. Shot off the glass. Good. Mikayla Moran, 6'3" center, gets the bucket in the paint. It's 33-27. 6-point ball game. Ball's out top. Fishers try to take a little bit of air out of this ball. They'll work a bounce pass right side. 1:12 left here in the third quarter. They're working in to Kate Thomas. Inside out to go to the corner. Moving their feet. Back to Kate Thomas. Free throw line. She'll kick it back out. That's Harris. Talia Harris works it right side to Karina Scott. Back out top to move the basketball. Olivia Smith on the dribble. Left-handed dribble. She'll bring it left side. Pick it up. She'll work it right side around the perimeter to Scott. Works it to the corner. Ava Carter back to Scott. Lost the handle. Lost the handle. Stolen by Hamilton. Right now stolen back by Fishers. They're going to whistle a foul prior to the shot. So that's a bang-bang play right there. Hamilton Heights had it, and then they didn't. Then they're going to call a whistle foul right here on Hamilton Heights. They're going to whistle this one on Mikayla Moran. Substitution back in the ballgame for Fishers. 23, Alicia Triplett. Taking a breather is 22, Kate Thomas. A foul's whistled on Mikayla Moran. She's got 2 in the ballgame. That's first foul, 2nd half on Hamilton Heights. A double check in there, making it right. It's going to be 2nd on Mikayla. But we brought in right in the bucket by Fishers. Ball's brought in. Olivia on the dribble, lost the handle, trying to get it down low. And Hamilton Heights comes up with a loose basketball, credit to steal to Ella Hickok. Out top on the dribble. 25 seconds left in the quarter. Hamilton Heights crossing the timeline. I should say crossing the free throw line. They dish it down low to Cameron Runner. She goes off the glass. Wouldn't go. But she got fouled. She'll shoot twice. If I'm not mistaken, her first trip to the foul stripe in this ballgame, if I'm not mistaken. 20.3 left here in the third quarter. 33-27. First shot up and good. Through four ball games, Cameron Runner shooting 80%. You can add on to that one. And she's shooting 80%. Checking back out of the ball game is number 5, Ava Carter for Fisher. She'll get one more. That's Cameron Leonard. She's a sophomore. Rims off, would go. Rebound, Fisher's Olivia Smith. On the dribble in the backcourt. Playing full court pressure is Cameron Leonard. They'll pass it across the timeline. And it'll be a long pass. And Stolen stepped in front of it with Taylor Hickok. 5 seconds left. Number 10, Cameron Leonard on the spin dribble. 1 second, she'll take a shot. She'll go to the foul stripe. And she'll shoot these foul shots with an empty lane. The third quarter buzzer sounds, the red lights are around the perimeter of the backboard, and there's no reason to have any players on the lane unless they put seconds back on. They're going to put .2 back on. That means it's got a tip. If you're going to deal with that, it's got to be a tip. You cannot catch and shoot with .2 left. .2 is what they're going to put up there. So they'll put it up there. It's not the easiest thing to run that clock and put the .2 up there. I'm here to tell you. You got it the second time. That's well done by the clock operator. She's done a pretty good thumb right there turning the clock on and off for this ball game. She's done it a lot. First shot on the way. Good. Cameron Runner. She'll get one more. It's 33-29. Cameron Runner going to have one more. It's a three-point ball game. We're going to bring it in. They'll have nothing else to do with it, but the buzzer will sound. Couldn't get the shot away. Third quarter is complete. At the end of three, Fisher's Lady Tigers, 33. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 30. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. It's AGM Auto. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood. Along with your tires, your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces, and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. Yeah, classic cars and trucks, one of our specialties. You can call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find us, take Howard Street west off of State Road 19 right there in Arcadia. We are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. That's AGM Auto in Arcadia. 8 minutes on the game clock. They're getting ready to inbound the pass ball. Going to belong to Fishers on the alternate possession arrow. Start of the fourth quarter. She's supposed to be at the mid-stripe, but she's not. She'll pass it in to the backcourt. Picked up there by Jordan Smith. In the front court now. She has a triple threat. She'll pass it out of there. That was Thalia Harris out top to Karina Scott. They move it back to Olivia. Packing it back out top. Kate Thomas. Three-point shot short off the mark. Rebound Fisher. She's caught underneath. Trying to get the pass out of there. We're going to call 3 second violation. The pass was intercepted by Hamilton Heights, so no difference in the three-point, the three-second violation. Huskies going to bring it in. 84 feet away. Brought in right there from Mia Shields. In the hands now, dribbling at a dribble pace right there is number 2, Ella Hickok. She's working against number 4, Jordan Smith. On the dribble, she'll work it back out. She'll pass it outside. Have the carry. Now back to Ella. Outside, still guarding her is number 4, Jordan Smith. Pretty good matchup right there. 5-4, 5-6, working it right there in the backcourt. 33-30, off the glass, 2-point shot, ready to go. Mia Shields, she got her own board. She went back up, and I tell you what, no, she didn't get the shot away second time, but she'll shoot the bonus. This is going to be foul number 7 in the second half right here for Fishers. Substitution back in the ballgame, number 5, Ava Carter. Checking out of ballgame number 4, Jordan Smith. At the free throw line is Mia Shields. She's one of the 2 seniors on this ball team. First shot up and good. Nothing but net. She'll get one more. That foul was Rickle on 22, Kate Thomas. She has 3 in the ballgame. Fisher's Tigers. 33-31. One foul thus far, second half, Hamilton Heights. We'll see if they'll need the foul. We'll hope not. So there's a second shot. Good. She got both of them. It's a 1-point ball game. Fisher's in front with the basketball. Full court pressure, Lady Huskies. Works the left side, Olivia. Olivia Smith. Now fast back to 15, Celia Harris. Going to be a 10-second violation. That last pass that Harris made to Smith. Unnecessary. She could have went across the timeline. They called 10 seconds, and she was close to walking across the timeline. Timeout going to be called by Lauren Botal, head coach. Coach Lauren Botal for the Fishers Tigers. 6:55 on the game clock. We're in the fourth quarter. 33-32. Working right here. Both coaches working well for this ball game. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. That's Sign Production since 1985. Sign Production out on Devaney Road, west of Arcadia, no longer at 105 West Main Street, Arcadia. That location now is listed at 101 West Main Street. That's where the Remnant Cafe is right there, the Remnant Coffee Shop. Stop in. They do it well. They have professionalism for sure. 6:55 on the game clock. Going to be brought in. Opposite the scores bench. Half court. Going to be brought in by Mia Shields. They run the play. They'll go back corner. Picked up there on the pass to Ella Hickok. The guard Ella right there. Full court. That's Celia Harris. Keeping the drive alive is Ella. She'll cross over. She'll go left side to the corner. Cameron runs. She'll move it right side. Take a 3. Wouldn't go. Rebound trapped down to the opposite corner. Picked up by Mia Shields. Hamilton High with the second attempt at this offensive possession. 33-32. 6.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Works it to the corner, having to share it. She'll pass it back out. Behind the arc is Cameron Runner. She'll bring the ball back out. Working against her is Talia Harris. Going to be a 5-second, no double check. It's going to be a bump foul. Got to watch that play. I mean, if you got within 6 feet, closely guarded, doesn't matter if you stop your dribble holding it or if you're dribbling with a 6-foot guardian. They want that 6 feet. That can be the closely guarded call. But right there is a foul call. They're going to whistle this foul on Fishers. 15, Talia Harris. She picked up her 2nd. Going back to the free throw line, shooting the bonus is Cameron Runner. She ties the ball game at 33. She'll get one more. 6:17 left. Here in the fourth quarter, second shot up and also good. Lady Huskies in front by 1. 34-33. Working it right side. We're going across the timeline right there. That's Talia Harris. She dishes off to Jordan Smith. Back to Jordan Smith. They'll have the entry pass. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be called against Hamilton Heights. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be whistled on number 2, Ella Hickok. She'll pick up the personal. That's 2 this half on Hamilton Heights. Fishers with 8. That foul was their first of the ball game. So they'll work it behind the arc right there to the corner. Harris back out to Smith. Inside out play. Harris going to take a three from the corner. Rims off, wouldn't go. Left-handed shot. Tracking the long tearing down for Jordan Smith. So I have another opportunity. They go baseline. They're going to call blocking foul. Blocking foul right there. They're going to whistle this on 24, Hadley Carey. Not a lot you can do when the person with the basketball is driving you and your feet are moving. 34-33. 5:48. Ball's in the corner. Baseline should take a dribble. That's Olivia Smith. She'll pass it back out. On the dribble now is for Jordan Smith. To the corner, baseline, three-point shot, and go. That was Ava Carter. Rebound shot for Olivia Smith. Boards it. They're working inside, turnaround jumper, good. In the paint, Ava Carter, the freshman. 35-34. Play a little seesaw on the scoreboard. Fishers in front. We're going to have a sub checking in momentarily. Ball's loose. We're going to call a kick. It was intentional. Deemed as intentional. I tell you what, I kind of like this referee that's making these calls. He's assertive. He makes them strong. He believes in them. And he makes some good calls. So they'll work through the backcourt. Number two, Ella Hitchcock. We'll bring it to the front court now. Mia Shields back to Hitchcock. She'll dribble. Make a double team. Split it right in half. And they'll work it back around Mia Shields. She'll bounce it down low. Moran are running around the perimeter. Looking for a good shot. Looking at a three-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. That was Ella Hitchcock. It rims off long. It was online. 35-34. 4:45 on the game clock. On the dribble. They're working right side to Ava Carter. Outside back to Ava inside. She'll get the bucket. She'll go to the foul line. She'll shoot one more. That was a good entry pass from Olivia Smith. So they're going to count the bucket for sure. Foul's going to be whistled on 24, Hadley Carey. She'll pick up her second here in the second half. Two in the ballgame, actually. Two in the quarter. 37-34, she's playing strong. Ava Carter, three-point play opportunity is good. 38-34, a four-point advantage for Fisher. In the backcourt, they'll pass it back and forth, cross, Cameron Runner, now back to Ellis. She'll cross the sideline on the dribble. She'll pick up her dribble, she'll work the right side, Hadley Carey behind the arc, back to Ella Hitchcock, back to Hadley. Hadley on the dribble, going to bring it back out, guarding her right here with Garrett. Three-point shot on the way, short off the, I should say long off the mark, that was Mia Shields. Wouldn't go, going to pass it to the front court, it's going to be stolen right there by Hadley Carey back the other direction. Cameron Runner with the basketball. Cross-court pass behind the arc. Mia Shields. 4 minutes left. We're halfway through the fourth quarter. 38-34. Fisher's Tigers in front. To the corner. Hadley Carey back out to Mia. Mia goes dribble in. She'll go to the corner. Wouldn't take the shot. Lost the handle on her right there. Could be a timeout called by Coach Keegan Carey. 3:46 left here in the fourth quarter. 30-second timeout called by Coach Keegan Carey. It's a 38-34 contest. And I'm during this timeout, we're going to see back in the ballgame. Going to be number 20, Kaylee Roten. So Kaylee Roten back in before the first buzzer. That first buzzer is supposed to happen at 15 seconds. They're giving them an extended timeout right here. 3:46 left. We'll mention national leaders, girls basketball. The top three, these are national. At number one, she's 5'9", a freshman. Where's number two? Alaya Chavez. She's from Monterey High School in Lubbock, Texas. In 8 games, she averages 26.6. Assists per game, 6.6. 8.9 rebounds, and she steals the basketball at a clip of 3.4 per game average. Could be brought in by Hamilton Ice on the baseline. Brings it in to Kaylee Roten from Cameron Runner. She gets the ball back. She'll bring it back out on the dribble. She'll dribble back in inside the arc. 2 points not good. Cameron Runner. It's a 2-point game to the front court. Fishers up by 38-36. They're going to call a foul right here. It was a long step. It's a long step that I didn't see a travel. We're going to call a blocking foul. They're going to whistle this foul. We're going to have to check back in. As Hadley Cherry going to get back in the ballgame, and that foul's whistled on number 20, Katie Roten. It's foul number 5 on the Huskies. 3:32 outside the arc, 3-point shot, good to go. Short off the rim, taken by Jordan Smith. Back the other direction, lost her footing, kept it alive, and they're going to say she stepped on the sideline, and one of them did. That was Ella Hickox. She lost her footing, ended up on the floor, tried to save it. We thought she did. That was the opposite sideline. We couldn't see it. We thought Cameron Runner had saved the basketball, and we thought the possession was going to continue, but no. One of them stepped on the sideline, so it goes back to Fishers. 3:15 on the game clock. Behind the arc, right side, is Olivia Smith. Out top is Ava Carter. She'll work it left side into the hands of Jordan Smith. She'll work it in. There'll be a block. Thought about a block shot there. They're going to whistle a foul. Going up to take a shot in the paint right there was number 4, Jordan Smith. Looked like Ella Carter Ella Hickox might have got all ball there. Going to say she got part of the wrist. So going to the foul side, going to shoot 2, is number 4, Jordan Smith. 74% on the season. 14 for 19 and now 15 for 20. Taking a breather right now is Hadley Carey. Back in the ballgame is number 20, Kaylee Roten. 3:03 left here in the fourth quarter. 39-36, Fishers in front. Second shot up and good. Got both of them. That's Jordan Smith. 40-36, a four-point ballgame. Fishers in front. Going to be a foul call. Going for the... going to be hit there. A collision. Going for the interception of a lofty pass. A pass was intended for Kaylee Roten. Taking the brunt of it was 31, Olivia Smith. She's fine. She's going to stay in the ballgame. Going to be a foul whistle on Olivia Smith. Going to be the 9th foul whistle this half on Fishers. Substitution. Going to check in here momentarily. Might be for the shooter. Might be seeing an offense defense here for Hamilton Heights. At the free throw line, Kaylee Roten rims off long. Good to go. Hadley Carey going to go back and sit down at the bench. Wait for further instructions from coach. 40-36, 2:47 on the game clock. Outside the paint, going to be a block. Going to be a bit of a block right there. Michaela Moran going to pick up number 3 in the ballgame. Going to the foul stripe is going to be number 23, Alicia Triplett. Alicia Triplett, a 67% free throw shooter. She's 2 for 3. I think that's back 4 for 6. First shot rims off, wouldn't go. Shooting foul, she'll get 2. She'll get 1 more, tracking that ball down. Hard carom. It's Katie Roten. Back to the official, bounce pass. Right here to the shooter. Alicia Triplett rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Olivia Smith, but gets the put back. Fighting for the board right there, no foul called. Olivia Smith comes up with it in the paint, goes back up off the glass right side. 42-36, a 6-point game. Lost the handle, trying to make a pass, crossed it. The paint right there, that was Cameron Runner trying to get it to Michaela Moran. It was tipped away and stolen by Fisher. 42-36. Working it out top of the basketball. Going to be a timeout called by the Fishers Lady Tigers. Fishers Lady Tigers going to talk this over. Going to be a full 60-second timeout. Checking in during this break is going to be for Hamilton Heights, 24, Hadley Carey. For Fishers, 22, Kate Thomas. 2:13 on the game clock. We'll also mention national leaders will continue this, making the top 3. Number 1 was a freshman, Elia Chavez, Lubbock, Texas. Number 2 is Lindsey Murr. Lindsey Murr from Lindsey Lane Christian Academy. She's a 5'10 junior, wears number 14 in 6 ball games. She averages 26.3. She averages 10.8 rebounds per game. She steals the basketball 4.2 times per game. She also plays volleyball. At number 3 position, this is Isabella Gizzi, New Palestine High School. These are national leaders, top 3. New Palestine, Indiana, Where's number 11, 5'7 junior? 25.7 per game average. Steals the ball twice a game. Rebounds per game, 7.3. He also plays volleyball. We're going to inbound the basketball. 2:13 left in the ballgame. We're in the fourth quarter. Who knows? Might be extra innings. Who knows? 42-36. Ball's out top with the basketball, holding the basketball. Triple threat now to a dribble. That's Talia Harris. To the corner, goes passing back out top, stolen by Cameron Runnerfield. Dribble in to go off the glass. Wouldn't get the shot. Probably could have had a better shot than that one. But who am I to speak? 1:49 on the game clock. Out top with the basketball, number 4, Jordan Smith. 15, again, that's Harris, back to Smith. They're back in the top of the front court, passing the ball back and forth, making Hamilton Heights defend. That's tipped off a camera, shown by the official. She can go to the back court to retrieve it. 42-36 on the dribble left side. Olivia Smith off the glass. She controlled the basketball, guarded the basketball, went off the glass for two. 44-36. 8-point advantage for Fisher. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Left corner, Mia. Cross court skip pass to Cameron Runner. Put the double team and get the bucket off the glass. Cameron Runner for two. 6-point ball game. 5:59 seconds left. They're tipping in. They'll bring it back in. Should be a block. They're going to call a blocking foul. Not quite sure of that, but I don't have a license. So they'll work it right there. Michaela Moran going to get called for the blocking. Looks like she might have been there for all the charge. So Michaela Moran going to allow 31 Olivia Smith to go back to the stripe. Michaela picked up her fourth foul in the ballgame. Coach Terry is going to insert for her after this first shot. And Kaylee Roten. Hard to play basketball with four fouls when you don't know if an overtime is needed. First shot is good, Olivia Smith. 45-38. Take that back, 24 out of the ballgame, Hadley Cherry. Michaela Moran is still low down on the block right there across from Kaylee Roten. So she get one more, 31, Olivia Smith. She'll eye it. She'll dribble again. She'll fly it. And she didn't get the second one. Didn't get the first. It's 45-38. 50 seconds left. Lady Huskies in the front court. On the dribble, Cameron Runner. Out top, shot on the way, three-point land. Mia Shields would go. Rebound, Olivia Smith. She's going to face off right there to Harris. They're going to foul in the backcourt. They're going to send her to the stripe. It'll be the bonus. No two shots quite yet. No extra bonus. They're going to whistle this one on four. Mia Shields had to foul in a hurry. Putting at the stripe right now is 15, Talia Harris. I believe it's her first time to the stripe. She's hitting 50%, 8-for-16 on the season. Left-handed shot, rims off, wouldn't go, rebound, Kaylee Roten. 35 seconds, to the front court, Kaylee on the dribble. Works it to Ella Hitchcock, outside the three-point line. Rimmed up, wouldn't go for Cameron. Rebound front court, going to be a simultaneous connection right there. They'll lock it up simultaneously. And the alternating arrow is evidently going towards Hamilton Heights. So they'll work it from there. Inbound going to be triggered by Mia Shields. 26.7 seconds left. Riding the bucket on the baseline. Hamilton Heights baseline. 45-38, a 7-point advantage. They're going to call 5 seconds. You got to get open. You got to get loose. You got to make it easier. You got to go to the backcourt if you need to. But we're going to give it a 5-second call and give the ball back to Fishers. 30-second timeout right here called by Fishers. 26.7 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. 45-38. 45-38. I think I might have left something out. Kristen Airy being entering into the Hamilton County Basketball Hall of Fame. You'll see his picture at Jim Dandy Restaurant in Noblesville. It'll be on the wall right there. I did mention that he's Indiana Pacers TV play-by-play announcer. I think I neglected to mention Also, before he became the TV announcer for the Pacers, he worked for more than a decade doing radio play-by-play for the Butler Bulldogs. I've watched him work there. He's good to be brought in by the bucket. He is still down pass into Michaela. Michaela got the bucket. She'll get one more. She'll go to the stripe. She'll shoot one more. Basket's good. 45-40. They're going to whistle right now. Husky's going to send to the ball game, number 24, Hadley Cherry. 25 going to wait for the foul shot. And that's going to be Kennedy Cherry at the free throw line looking for the three-point play. It's Michaela Moran. She'll eye it. She'll fly it. Three-point play. Timeout. Kennedy. That's Kennedy Cherry back in the ball game. She's wearing number 25. Michaela Moran. Going to take a breather. 25.6, going to be brought in. Gets the ball back. That's Harris. She'll cross the timeline on a dribble. Trying to draw the foul there. 24, Hadley Cherry. They're playing offense, defense, trying to use the fouls when you can. We're going to see back in the ball game here in a moment. We'll let you know then. But the fouls whistled on Hadley Cherry. She's got one. I might have misspoke on an earlier foul. They show her, there we go, they show her for three. Now, I didn't misspoke. Didn't misspeak to her. First shot is good for Harris, left-handed shooter. So back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies is Kaylee Roten, number 20 and number 42, Michaela Moran. Michaela Moran down low on the block here on the free throw. Across from her is Mia Shields. So left-handed shot, got her first. Second one's on the way, got that one too. 47-41, a six-point game. Going to bounce it in to Cameron Runner. 20 seconds left. Crossing the timeline at 17. On the dribble. On the dribble left side. Take a shot outside the paint. Got it. That's Mia Shields. Mia Shields got the two. It's a 47-43 ball game. Full 60-second timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. Back in the ball game during this break will be Hadley Cherry, 24. And Kennedy Cherry, 25, also checking in for Fisher. We're going to see number 3, Karina Scott. 11.1 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. 47-43. Both teams in the double bonus. Conversation happening right here. Both sides of the court. I should say both sides of the scores bench. A good ball game. We talked about last year, it was a seven-point ball game. Fisher's got the win. Lady Huskies putting up a good fight here tonight. Has had the lead on more than four or five occasions. And once probably by 7 or 8 points. I don't think the lead has been more than that by either team. 11.1 left. Fourth quarter, second buzzer. Here come the Fishers, Lady Tigers. Huskies are already on the floor. Huskies going to defend full court. Might see a quick foul here. 47-43. Can be brought in. 84 feet away. She's got the baseline. She can roam it. Can be brought in by Harris. Looking. Brought in. Got into Olivia Smith. Foul occurs. Going to be called on Kennedy Cherry. She'll give up one of her fouls right there. She's going to send Olivia Smith going to take a walk. She'll shoot the double bonus. Two shots going to be awarded to Olivia Smith. Olivia Smith, a junior, 5'10". She's shooting under 50%. She does average 11.3 points per game with those 5.6 rebounds that she gets. And that her sister doesn't get. Her sister, 7.8 boards a game. She'll be back, we hope, it's soon. 9.5 left in the contest if we don't go OT. First shot, good. Olivia Smith back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies is Michaela Moran. Could go down low on the block across from Mia Shields. Back in the ballgame, number 20, Kaylee Roten. 9.5 left, 48-43. 5-point leader are the Fishers Lady Tigers. She'll dribble a couple. She'll dribble again. Here comes the shot. Second shot is rimmed off with Gogi down the shield. 8 seconds. Cross the timeline. Pass up front. Give her another. She'll dribble in. She'll go off the glass. Got the bucket. 2 seconds. 1 second. They're going to stop the clock. 28. They just got in down the back. March 48-45. Substitutions. Defense will be checking back in. Kennedy Cherry and Ashley Cherry. They're going to put some time back on it. I saw a technical foul has been issued. Not quite sure. It's going to be whistled. Hamilton Heights bench. 0.8 left. They put 0.8 back up. Not quite sure, but it kind of seems like a quick fuse. 0.8. 0.8 left for the shoot season. Technical foul shots. The technical foul shots are all two-shot fouls now. They quit doing the one or two. First was good. They used to call it two when it was on the coach. One when it was on a player on the floor. Used to be that way. Not any longer. Second shot also good. 50-45. 0.8 left. Substitution. Hamilton Heights going to check in with Kennedy Cherry and Ashley. And also checking in is right there. It's Kennedy Cherry and Hadley Cherry. Back in the ballgame. Hadley's going to guard the basketball at midcourt. Outstretched arms going to be brought in right here. Trying to is Jordan Smith. Looking to, trying to, he does it in. Olivia Smith gets the reset keeping. Simply right there. And the ball, the clock runs out. 32 minutes of good basketball right here. Fisher's Lady Tigers capturing the win, 50-45. They're crossing in front of the scores bench right now. They're going to talk it over, and they're exchanging pleasantries. Game's over. Pretty good ball game. That's an understatement right there. Pretty good ball game right here at Fisher's High School. 50-45. They're going to sing the fight song. We were singing the fight song right there. Fisher's Tigers. We're going to walk this direction. We'll see if we can get a few words. We've been granted a timeout from both coaches. Probably going to be a conversation right here. We're going to unplug right now and go with the handset. Right here. We'll see if we can get a little bit of a conversation right here. I'm not quite sure. It's just difficulty. I tell you what, Coach Cherry, I know that your passion is passion.
Oh, yeah, I'm super proud of our locker room, super proud of the girls. We gave a tremendous fight tonight, and, you know, when you're playing a team like Fisher's, your margin for error is just so small. I mean, they're so physical. They're so strong. They got into us. Our girls took a couple of good hits tonight, but we kept fighting. I mean, we were on the ropes, and we responded, so I couldn't be more proud of a locker room. That's a really good basketball team we just competed against.
There were 3,000 in this school. 739 at Hamilton Heights. You guys played a whole lot different than you played at Derrick Catholic.
Well, we learned a lot. Sometimes you lose and you hope to learn from it, and I think we did that at Derrick Catholic, but the fight that these girls gave on the floor tonight, I think, can make all Huskies proud. It's always a good day to be a Husky, but when you have girls that fight like that, it's even greater. So we'll learn and watch film get better, and it doesn't get any easier with Twin Lakes and Northwestern.
With the Greenfield Panthers, you obviously got some good composure there and some good want-to.
Yeah, I mean, we executed some things at Greenfield. They stayed in that zone. We were able to make shots. You know, Cameron Runner, when she gets going, can really stretch the floor. She did that at Greenfield. She had some nice looks tonight, too, that, you know, I'll bet a lot of money she's going to make some more times than not, and it just didn't quite go down tonight. But to her credit, she does so many things for us that without her out there, we're not as competitive as we are.
Coach, thank you for who you are.
Thanks. Appreciate it, AJ. Thank you.
So we'll walk this direction. We're going to have a little bit of a conversation, and then we're going to talk to Coach Lauren Votal. She's going to have some opportunities here, I should say. She's
song to their crowd. She's going to talk to her team, and I'm going to walk this direction. And we're walking over in the hallway, and we're walking this direction. Hey, can you walk me down to the first close hall office?
Yeah.
I don't know that. So we're going to walk this direction. We're going to have a conversation with her. It'll be short. And pretty good ball game, 50-48. Good ball game. We'll miss some Fisher's practice on their way to try to put another string together. They started out 6 wins. They went to Fort Wayne Snyder, a 5-point ball game there, and another 5-point ball game here. Thank you very much. So we'll wait here for Coach Bothaw, and she's having some talks with her basketball team. And tell you what, other than talk about this and talk about what I could talk about before she enters her office, I'm going to cut this off right now. We'll start back up, and if you stay live, you can hear it. If you listen later at the archive, we'll hope that it'll be spliced to the end of me talking now. We'll take a breather. Hold still.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Hey,
we're good talk right now with Coach Lauren Bothaw. I think what, Coach Bothaw, you had another 5-point game similar to your last one.
Yeah, we've been in a lot of close games. I was happy to be able to pull that one out tonight.
Okay, well, you did have your whole nucleus of your arsenal, and I got to mention Olivia Smith played a good ball game.
She did. She played tough, and we rely on her a lot for leadership right now, especially with Haley out. And I thought she played hard and led us well, especially to be bounty down the stretch.
And I got to mention, you started out with 6 wins. You had a bump in the road. You could be on your way to 6 or 16 more.
Yeah, you know, this team is, they're very coachable. They want to get better. They still are very inexperienced, and we still have a lot to learn. But they're working hard, and I was proud of the way they found a way to win that one tonight.
That's some good guard play, I got to mention. Right there, Jordan Smith, she hit some threes. She can really shoot the ball.
Yeah, Jordan, she did shoot it well, and, Heist got it really well in the first half, and they were giving us all we could handle, so it was nice for us to knock some shots down, too.
That's the foul line, and you didn't miss too many opportunities there.
They did. They hit them down the stretch there. We went through a bit of a rough period in the fourth quarter with our free throws, but I was proud of them for knocking them down the stretch.
That sounds good. Who you got next?
We play Bishop Chicago on Saturday.
Yeah, I did know that, and I'll mention that when I get back to my notes. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much. Thanks for coming.
Appreciate you. So we'll walk this direction, and we'll go back to the gymnasium, find our way back there, and then we'll work back and get her figured out, and say a few more things, and then call this a done deal. But tell you what a game. What a game. Hamilton Heights came in here, 739 in the score. I'm not going to say Milan, or I'm not going to say all that stuff, but what a ball game. You're talking about 5 girls on the floor at a time, and Hamilton Heights worked pretty well matching up with a large school. So 5-5, we'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will be this Saturday, December 4th. The JV will start at noon, the varsity at 1:30. The Twin Lakes Indians, the Lady Indians, will travel to do battle with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. That'll happen in Arcadia. The next game on the agenda, as Coach Lauren Bothaw mentioned, next game for the Fishers Tigers is going to happen also on Saturday. That'll be at 6 o'clock for JV, 7:30 for varsity. That'll be Saturday the 4th. Be the Fishers Lady Tigers traveling to Indianapolis Bishop Chittard. We thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And then we're going to bow out of here right now. We thank my wife back home for sound check. She was at a Bible study tonight, but she sound checked anyway. I could hear the atmosphere in the background. Thanks for listening. And then no matter if you're home or away, doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.